everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高，英语怎么样提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。除此之外呢，上直播课有问题直接向老师提出来，当场解决，这样进步就更快了。所以早安呢，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么样来参加呢？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就可以加入我们的免费的直播群了。
是的，我们的中外教老师每天都会在群里免费给大家上课，有任何关于英语学习的问题也可以在群里问老师。现在已经有上万人听过我们的免费直播课了，所以大家赶紧去微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，赶紧来参与我们的课程吧。
OK, Jen, is there someone that you find very inspiring and that you look up to?
Probably Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, 那大家都知道他就是特斯拉和 SpaceX 的 CEO 了。
Yeah, he was bullied throughout his childhood, but he managed to become one of the most successful people in the world.
Yeah, he's the man who plans to conquer Mars, 毕竟是想要征服火星的男人。
是的，有的时候我就觉得他是一个天降猛男。
I see.
So what about you? Is there anyone who inspired you?
Yeah, of course.He was also in the tech industry like Elon Musk.
那么他同样呢也是出生于科技领域的一个领军人物。
Let me guess, Steve Jobs?
Yeah, exactly. He has changed the world of technology and has helped to contribute to making things easier with electronics.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think his commencement speech at Stanford University was also very inspiring and life-changing.
是的，他在斯坦福大学的演讲呢，可以说非常的经典。相信很多人都记得那一句 "Stay hungry, stay foolish."
没错，就是名言了，虚心若愚，求知若饥。那这句话呢，也激励到了很多人。
Yeah, that's right.
But you know,Actually, Steve Jobs was far from perfect.
Yeah, biographer Walter once said, when it comes to Steve Jobs, there's the good Steve and then there's the bad Steve.
Exactly. His personality could inspire those around him just as easily as it could tear them down.
是的，他十足的个性呢，既容易激励身边的人，也容易击垮他们。
So in today's podcast, we are going to talk about the imperfect side of Steve Jobs.
今天的节目呢，我们就来聊一聊乔布斯不完美的一面。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
其实我觉得乔布斯可以算是一个非常铁面无情的人。
He's a truly ruthless person.
Ruth 这个单词呢，我们知道是悲悯、怜悯的意思，在后面加上否定词缀 less。Ruthless 就是表示残忍的，毫不留情。
So why do you say so? Why do you think of him as a ruthless person? Well, the story goes back to 1972 when Steve Jobs first met Brennan in high school and had a non-off relationship for the next 5 years.
On 这个单词就是开的意思， off 表示关上， on-off relationship 就是说的那种断断续续的感情。那乔布斯在高中的时候呢，就和同学布伦南成为了恋人，并在之后的五年呢，断断续续维持了一段感情。
Yeah, and then in 1977, Jobs had co-founded Apple Company, and it was during this period that Brennan became pregnant with Lisa.
那么在乔布斯刚刚开始创立苹果公司的那段时间呢，他的女朋友当时就怀上了他们的女儿 Lisa.
So how did Steve Jobs react to her pregnancy?
Well, he was not happy about it at all. And he did not assume responsibility for the pregnancy and denied the paternity of his daughter Lisa for years.
Paternity 这个单词呢，就是父亲身份的意思。He denied the paternity of his daughter, 意思就是说他不承认自己是孩子的父亲，并且断然否定和孩子的血缘关系。
对，而且当时 Lisa 出生的情况也非常让人心疼，她的母亲呢是偷偷的在一家农场生下的她。
Yeah, I heard that Jobs was not present for the baby's birth and only came up 3 days later.
是的，乔布斯在女儿出生后的第三天才来看望她，不过呢不是为了给予帮助的，而是为了撇清和他们母女的关系。
Yeah, that's very cruel.
And then Brennan and her daughter lived a really difficult timeBrennan had to support themselves by cleaning houses, and they ended up living on welfare.
Welfare 就是福利救济的意思。母女二人当时的生活费只能依靠政府的救济金来养活自己。
对，而当时苹果公司挂牌上市，而乔布斯的身价是暴涨的。
Well, apparently Jobs was doing pretty well at that time. Why was he so stingy with his own daughter? 当时乔布斯肯定是不差钱的，为什么对自己的骨肉就这么的吝啬呢？
Well, during Brennan's pregnancy, Jobs repeatedly asked her to get an abortion, but she disagreed and insisted on keeping the baby.
Abortion 就是堕胎的意思。当时女朋友在怀孕的时候呢，乔布斯就反复地逼迫她堕胎，但是对方并没有同意。
Yeah, so many people think that it was a kind of revenge. 所以当时有很多人就觉得这是一种报复。
A revenge for keeping the baby?
Yeah, because Steve Jobs was a control freak. 因为乔布斯他的性格其实是有一点点控制狂的，对自己的命令要求不容任何的反抗。
So Jobs wanted Brennan to pay a price for disobeying.
是的，有些人是这么说的，因为乔布斯想要让他女朋友知道违反自己的意愿呢是会付出代价的。不过我觉得 this is just a guess.
But it sounds very cold-hearted.
Yeah, it is. Cold-hearted 就是表冷酷无情的。的确，如果我们听到这样的故事，会感觉到他有一些冷酷无情，而且这种态度持续了很长一段时间。
So what happened?
Well, he remained mostly distant, cold, and made Lisa feel unwanted.他对 Lisa 一直就比较疏远冷漠，让他觉得自己是多余的。
Want 我们知道是想要的意思，在前面加上否定词缀 on, unwanted 就是表示没人要的，多余的。 And feeling unwanted is definitely not a good feeling.
Yeah, and this even going as far as refusing to pay her college fees initially. 乔布斯当时都冷酷到拒绝支付女儿的大学学费。
不过我觉得乔布斯当时可能心里对女儿还是有一丝丝的柔情在的。
Why do you think so?
Well, Steve Jobs named the computer project he was working on the Apple Lisa after her. 他把当时苹果公司的一台电脑命名为 Apple Lisa, 就是他女儿的名字。
是的，但是在最开始的时候呢，他不承认这是为他的女儿命名的。Until decades later, Jobs admitted that, obviously, it was named for my daughter.
是的，不过这个承认应该是好多年之后了。
Yeah, he ultimately made the situation right. Years later,After Jobs left Apple, he acknowledged Lisa and attempted to reconcile with her. 最后呢，乔布斯和女儿还是与过去和解了。
But it doesn't change the fact that it's a very sad story.
That's true. 那今天呢，就和大家聊了一些关于乔布斯的一些往事。那么今天的节目呢，就到这里结束了。那最后呢，大家也别忘了报名参加我们的免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速的提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这一次免费的中外教直播课了。
入群限量只有200个名额哦，想要进入免费直播群的，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复直播两个字就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。